Everybody, we're back.
Hey. Oh, let's go.
Okay, anyways, welcome back to Just Yappin', the podcast. Show, not even a podcast. Wow, we will be out after this episode, but...
Oh, I'm Cohen. Hello.
Yeah, that's Cohen.
He just pointed at me, so I got confused.
Yeah.
And I'm Noah.
And I'm Jace. So yeah, we're here. We're back. This is our final episode of season one of Just Yappin', the reboot. It's pretty sick, pretty epic. So what you guys been up to?
Nothing.
That sounds boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. So what about you, Noah? You've been talking off air about some fun stuff you've been adventuring into. What you been up to?
Well, I
beautiful.
Yep. Most nice. Recently, I've been studying and getting ready to do driver's ed.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Haven't signed up yet, but I'm planning.
Either. It's okay.
I got my permit. I get my license in a month.
Congratulations. Are we bumping Chromacopia?
We are bumping Chromacopia.
Yeah, Chromacopia.
Sit down. Stand still.
It's one meal. Yeah, great song. Great album. But
we need the album on here now.
So I figured, you know, final episode, big thing, big deal, like the pickle. We should have a new topic, a new, what's the word I'm looking for?
Segment.
Exactly. Welcome to This or That on Just Yappin' the Reboot. So if you guys are unfamiliar with what This or That is, we all are because it's the first one. Congratulations. It is pretty much Would You Rather, but instead of Would You Rather, it's this or that. So for example, I'll give you an example one, not a super juicy one quite yet. Soda or flavored tea?
Flavored tea.
What about you, Noah?
Flavored tea.
Okay, so it's... So
unanimous.
It's very unanimous because I am not a soda drinker. I do not like carbonation in my drinks. I am a flavored tea guy through and through. What's your guys' favorite flavor of tea?
Ooh, blueberry.
That's an interesting one. What brand?
It's from this one shop that's in Texas. It's in a lot of places. It's called HTO.
Nice. What's yours?
My personal favorite's probably mango.
Mango? I love mango tea. Lipton mango tea?
I don't think I've ever had it.
It's you can barely get it in Indiana, but down south it's really common.
He said Indiana.
Indiana.
I like Arizona.
Yeah, that's good.
That stuff's good. I get that every day whenever I go to work.
I get brisk, and I like the lemon or peach.
Ooh, what's that? I'm trying to think of it, but the bottle's like rectangular.
That is...
I think it's Pure Leaf?
Yeah, Pure Leaf.
That stuff is fire.
I don't like Pure Leaf.
It's so good.
I don't think they add enough sugar, because I really like sugar in tea.
Me too.
Yeah, well, they do have a super, super sweet one.
That's the one that I always get.
They have sweet tea and then sweet tea.
Oh.
It's fire.
Yeah, I like lemon flavored tea, though. It's fire.
Mm-hmm. I got some of that yesterday.
Nice. Okay. I have a paper, so if you guys hear paper, it's because I have a paper.
Wow.
Cosmic Spider-Man or Superior Spider-Man?
Cosmic, instantly.
I did my research last night, guys.
Noah?
You go, Noah.
In terms of favoritism, I like Superior Spider-Man more, but power, it's Cosmic.
Guess what? It's another stomp out. It is Cosmic all the way.
Obviously.
Just think about it, bro.
Superior Spider-Man, he's just Doc Ock, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, he's Doc Ock. But Cosmic Spider-Man... He's Cosmic.
He got the power of the universe. He got the Thanos before the Thanos. He's literally...
You either get him. Is it a genius spider or is it a literal cosmic entity that will win? Ooh, let me put the polls running.
Yeah, and he was so powerful that they had to lose the cosmic powers.
Exactly. Yeah, crazy. Okay, let's look at another one. This one... Tom Holland is not included at all because nobody likes him. I'm kidding. We love you, Tom Holland, just not as our Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire?
Andrew Garfield.
Tobey.
I gotta say,
you are a fraud, Noah. Okay.
I grew up with him.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I would. That's why I would think he would favor Tobey because that's what I grew up with initially. But then Andrew was introduced to my life, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, nope. Andrew's perfect."
Nope. I was introduced to Andrew. Never watched a Spider-Man movie till The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I watched the second one first.
That's crazy.
Because I didn't know the first one existed. I just saw two. And I was like, okay, this is probably a sequel, but I'm going to watch it anyways. I was 7, so don't judge. Andrew Garfield all the way, baby. Woo!
Quick question. Have either of you watched Spectacular Spider-Man, the animated show?
He put me on.
Oh, it's so fire. I love the intro, too.
It's good. Isn't that the one where he goes on the plane?
I don't know. I think he goes on a plane every show.
No, like the space.
No, that's the old one. I think that's like some type of other Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking it was. Then I've probably not watched Spectacular Spider-Man, honestly.
Spectacular Spider-Man, is that the like the more sharper animation, or is that the more recent one?
Sharper animation.
I need to see a picture.
Hold up, I'll show you, or he'll show you. Are you looking it up?
Isn't Spectacular Spider-Man, wasn't he in Across the Spider-Verse?
I don't believe so.
I just need to see a picture.
Here we go. I got it. There you go. That one?
Oh, that one? Yeah. Fire.
E5. Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I don't think it's hard to mess up a Spider-Man show unless you make Tom Holland.
They've done it before. They goofed up hard. I don't remember why it was, but they goofed up hard before.
Okay.
Yeah, you're thinking of Spider-Man Unlimited.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. I've seen that. Chat. It's really good.
I've seen that. It was a long time
really
ago.
Good. Okay. We're going to get into the more serious stuff here.
The more juice.
Mace Windu or Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Mace Windu.
Are lightsabers?
Nope, just overall
Mace character. Mace Windu was Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Yeah, overall okay, character. Yeah,
Mace Windu. Mace Windu, all the way.
Mace Windu. I mean, Obi-Wan is just a unprepared teacher.
I love that.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
Mace Windu.
Obviously. Okay, listen. Obi-Wan, he's smart and he's strong, right? But Mace Windu has both the power of the light yeah. and dark side.
Yeah, he knows how to...
literally do force healing.
Yeah, he knows how to... speak one with both. So it's like there's no reason that he couldn't have been the greatest Jedi of all time. They just decided to kill him.
If Anakin was on the good side, Mace Windu could have totally taken down what was his name?
Count Dooku.
Was it Dooku?
Palpatine?
Emperor Palpatine.
Palpatine.
Yeah.
Whenever they were fighting Palpatine, he could have soloed Palpatine. Easy mode.
Yeah, if Anakin didn't, you know, do what Anakin mm-hmm. did, yeah. I was really sad. I still watch that movie like every other month. If I try to. I haven't watched it in a while, but
I can't watch those full Star Wars movies. The first time I watched it, it was like so good, and then now it's just like there's so much parts of it I don't want to watch.
Facts. Like the final fight scene is the greatest piece of Star Wars history in mm-hmm. episode 3. Because you get so much lore, you get the action, you get the drama. But yeah, half that movie's filler.
I love how, like, in the first few movies, Yoda is, like, super wise and powerful, and then later on, he's just lost it. His mental state is gone.
Isn't he, like, 300?
He's way older than 300.
Yeah, he's, like, a couple thousand.
But he left the, what was it called?
The Jedi.
The Jedi Republic, because they were falling, and so he went into the woods or whatever, and just lived in the woods forever.
Yeah. He was 900 when he died.
Yeah.
Mans was old.
Then we got Grogu.
Grogu.
Excited to see where that goes.
Have not watched Mandalorian since the 3rd episode.
What?
Of the first season?
Mm-hmm.
You need it. I'm going to put you on game. Watch them. They're good. They're really good.
The only reason I didn't watch it was because I hadn't watched Star Wars at the time, but I finished it already. So.
Yeah, and the Mandalorian stole the show in Book of Boba Fett.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't seen that either. I don't have Disney Plus right now, actually, so I can't watch half of this.
Me neither.
After, like, the second episode, it's just about the Mandalorian.
Oh, nice. So, Pablo.
Next this or that?
Oh, yeah, next this or that. Sorry. We got him on a rant about how good Pablo is at his acting. McDonald's or... Wait, we can't do that one.
Wait. Pablo? You mean Pedro Pascal?
That's yeah, I called him Paul. I call him Pablo. I think it's funny.
Who's Pedro play? I forget.
Mandalorian. He plays when he takes off the mask. He doesn't actually play him. Would you rather be a okay? Would you be a, the good guy or a bad guy in a superhero movie, and why?
Good, obviously, because you the good guys are always like way overpowered.
Yeah,
and plus you're guaranteed to win.
Depends on what type of movie.
It's a superhero movie, Noah.
Okay, then I'll pick a superhero. But if it's like a dark, grungy.
Yeah, I get you. Here's my take. I never said anti-hero wasn't an option.
That's true. He did say that.
So, I'm going to go anti-hero. Like Deadpool, yeah, like yeah. Kraven. I'm excited to see that Kraven movie. About what? We'll talk about that in
that's
a minute.
That's going to go crazy.
I think it was a show.
That's a movie. It's okay. Coming out December 13th. Mm-hmm. So, this Friday.
It's going to be exciting.
Noah, don't test me with my Kraven now.
Are you Kraven?
No. That is crazy. But no, I am not Kraven Kraven.
I crave Deadpool.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh, speaking of Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds had a statement that he will not be doing any major like Deadpool films in the near future. He said that Deadpool will only be a side character for other films.
But that means he's going to be in other Marvel films now.
Yeah, he might be an Avenger.
So that'll be cool.
Yeah, he said like for like Channing Tatum's movie, he's like, I'd love to be...
Gambit?
Yeah. He's like, I'd love to be a side character.
That'll be an interesting movie.
Sorry, that was my Gambit impression.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the new Fantastic Four, dude.
It's
going to go so hard, especially with John Krasinski. They're going to actually...
They're doing
like,
a reboot.
They're going to like actually like do it and keep going with it. Because the last two, they gave up on.
Yeah.
And John Krasinski is going to be in it, and it's going to be fire.
And on that note, we ran out of questions.
Do either of you know who John Krasinski is?
Yes. He's the main guy from Stretch.
Huh?
Isn't he playing Stretch Man or whatever?
Yeah,
Elastic Man?
He's going to play that guy. I forgot what his name is.
Yeah, me too.
Isn't there a specialized question on there?
Oh, yeah. This one's for Cohen.
Oh, gosh.
What would you... Okay, this or that, and you have to never play the other one ever again. Minecraft or Fortnite?
Oh, Fortnite.
Never play Fortnite again?
Never play Fortnite again. Easy.
Okay.
Minecraft's my life.
Yeah, okay. I see that, but in Minecraft, you can basically just play Fortnite.
Exactly.
So it's like you don't
easy
even
mode.
Really need
easy
Fortnite.
Mode. Easy mode.
Yeah. And all there's right. more variety on.
Is there more specialized?
This no. That question? No, that was just
you. I got one.
You two don't have one for yourselves?
No. I
now,
just targeted you.
Imagine two things. Would you rather have this master's degree or this $380,000 check?
See, I actually got this question from him yesterday. I switched my answer from what I said yesterday. I'm going master's degree because you can end up getting more money from that than one $380,000 paycheck. Sure, it might take a while, but you can do it.
I agree with that.
So... The financial side is take the master's degree.
It's easy mode. Easy mode.
Hashtag done did. God did.
Life lesson.
Who
stay
did?
In school.
God yeah. did. Stay in school till you can't anymore. I'm telling everyone this. Not really. Do what you want. Make your heart happy.
Do what you want. Be yourself. Boy.
Yeah, be yourself. So, Kraven, how are we feeling after seeing trailers?
Have not seen the trailer.
It came out like last week, so.
I think I've seen a teaser trailer like a bit ago.
Yeah, the actual full trailer came out last week.
I haven't seen it, but
it's either coming out on the 13th or the 20th. I forget which. I think it's the 13th, though.
I'm excited.
Cohen is fact-checking for me, guys.
13th.
13th? Sick. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go? Leo, you going to see Kraven? You going to see Kraven? You don't know who Kraven is? He's like a bad guy, but they're making him an anti-hero. So kind of like Deadpool, just cooler.
Don't even know where the guy's from.
Where is Kraven from?
Romania, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Romania.
He's either Russian or...
Yeah, I think he's Romanian. So he's like cool.
Yep, Russia.
Oh, Russia? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So he's Russian. He's like Deadpool, but kind of, in my opinion, a little cooler.
He's a hunter.
Yeah, he's a hunter. He's like bounty, right?
Yeah, he's a bounty hunter who has
kinda
has similar powers to Deadpool, except for the healing factor.
Yeah,
he's basically
he doesn't have powers.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's
not
like,
originally.
Yeah, well, he does now.
He has resistance. Huh. He has speed. It basically, he's kind of got Captain America's.
Well, that's style. He has powers because he does ancient like rituals.
Yeah. Pretty sick. So, yeah.
So, he has enhanced strength, agility, stamina, and durability, as well as increased sense and tracking abilities.
Well, that's just because he's a hunter.
Yeah.
That's how he grew up.
Well, it's also increased because of his rituals. The powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's just OP. He's basically like Deadpool, except he's...
a hunter, and he's cooler, and it's not
He's
Ryan
just
Reynolds.
A more broody version.
Yeah, he's not Ryan Reynolds, though.
It's like...
Okay, hang on. This is so off topic. What were you guys' opinions on the Morbius movie? Because I went back and watched it. I loved it. I don't care. I think the story was there. The character was there. It's just it didn't get the overall feel because they made him an anti-hero.
I didn't watch it. Everybody said it was so bad I didn't watch it. As well as Madam Web. I didn't watch that either because everybody said it was bad.
What one?
Madam Web.
What's Madam Web?
So Madam Web is what connects all of the spiders in the multiverse.
Mm.
And so
they made a movie.
Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to be like crazy because, you know, all the Spider-Men, every single one of them, this one lady's connected to because she made them all, right?
Yeah.
I don't think a single one of them were mentioned. There were three girls and it was a power team. That was it.
Yeah. And there was this one dude hunting them. And it wasn't like Madam Web knew she was Madam Web. It was like she gets visions because she can see the future because that's her power.
Yeah.
And she just basically runs from this guy the whole movie. I haven't seen it, but that's what it looked like.
It's
mid.
Terrible.
Mid.
Because terrible. Original Madam Web is like this old wise woman who... Mm-hmm.
She's been around before the multiverse was.
Wow.
She's like sitting in between all of the... universes, and if something goes wrong, she like talks
to people. She helps the spiders out.
Madam Web should have been in Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Dude, if she's not in Beyond the Spider...
Dude, if she's not in any
Beyond
of them,
the Spider-Verse.
That would be... Okay, that would make sense, because it's beyond the multiverse, the
Spider-Verse. Yeah, and the thing is,
she would be.
He needs help to get out of the situation he's in, so he's gonna like just think... Man, if there was someone to help me, and then she's going to come in with her wheelchair, old lady.
She can still walk.
Oh, she can? Okay, never mind. And this old lady, gray hair, absolutely gorgeous, just comes in, absolutely, hiya.
I mean, that would make sense, though, because it's a multiversal problem. There are literally multiverses crashing down, destroying. And her whole thing
what
is keeping them up and alive.
What if she is the one that is making them crash?
No, it's them. It's because they're stopping canon events. If you stop a canon event, then
she looks really cool.
The whole multiverse goes down.
Yeah. So who's really the villain in all these movies?
The person who stops the canon event.
Nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
Exactly.
But, like, think about it. How can he stop, like, doesn't he, Miles, have to be there? Because it can't be a canon event if he's not there.
Yeah, he has to be there and watch his dad die.
That's the reason.
Yeah, he has to be there and watch
his
dad die.
So technically.
It doesn't matter how it happens, as long as he sees it and his dad dies.
It's canon.
So technically, Miguel is what is it called when you say something but you do it?
Impulsive?
Hypocrite?
Yeah. He's just a hypocrite.
How so?
Crazy.
Because he's keeping Miles away from his original universe. It's like...
So what he's trying to send him back to his universe. So then he can make sure that the canon event happens.
No, wasn't it like... Because Miles was like, oh, I got to get home and stop Spot. And he was like, I can't let you do that.
Yeah, stop Spot.
You gotta let your dad die, but...
Mm-hmm, because he was trying to... Miguel's just worried about the canon event keeping happening. That's all. He doesn't care where he goes or what he does, as long as the canon event happens.
But my thing is, if he doesn't, if Miles never sees his dad die, which hopefully that happens in the second one. I'm not going to lie. I don't hope they make this. They're going to make three movies, but I hope the third one is him coping through it all and trying to figure out who he is. And then they leave into the live action movie because that's what everybody wants. Or dude, just me. Or
I don't know what's going to happen because it's going to be interesting since he's in. So it's the machine that it took him home takes it to wherever your spider is located. And since his spider isn't from his universe,
yeah,
it took him to where the spider was supposed to go.
And
which that is the other Miles that became the Prowler.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. Why don't we see any other Miles in the, like, in the spider place?
That is just because they didn't animate another one.
Yeah.
It's not, like, anything crazy.
Or maybe there was, just he was in a different costume, and he had a mask on.
Because there's, like, three Miles.
Something interesting, though, is really cool, is that Childish Gambino popped up as Prowler.
Yeah, and he said, don't hurt my nephew Miles, or something along those lines.
No, he's really said, smart. Hey.
No, he made in the deleted scene, he had an entire line about Miles. He said, don't protect my nephew. He's a really smart kid.
Oh. I just know that, like, when there's a live-action movie for Miles Morales, Childish Gambino is going to be in it, and it's going
to
be beautiful.
Yeah, because they captured him in the Spider-Man. I thought that was a really cool touch to capture. Because
the PS5 and PS4 Miles, like the Insomniac Miles, is canon because Insomniac Peter was there.
Yeah.
This is true.
So, my thing is, we've talked about this before, who will they cast as live-action Miles?
There's a lot of good choices.
I personally think he's getting, in his 20s, which, I mean, but he still looks 16, is Lucas from Stranger Things.
Imagine, okay, I don't know if you've seen this, Jace. You probably have, Noah. The one guy who just dresses up as Miles and acts like an NPC.
NPC, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that.
That'd be cool, though.
He actually stopped.
No, he didn't. He went on Kai Sinat's stream.
No, he stopped.
Nope, he's not done.
After that.
Mm-mm. He's not done, and no. He's still with Kai.
Yeah, he's still chilling with Kai. I've seen that guy, but...
I watched a Kai live stream last weekend, and he was still with him. No, so unless he stopped yesterday, no dice. Because he's part of a Mafia-thon.
Yeah, Mafia-thon ended. It ended in November, at the beginning of the year.
No, he just started it.
Mafia-thon
ended.
Phasemus is this month. That's why they did it this month. Because Mafia-thon ends. It's either ending next week or it ended already. Because they're not doing it for the rest of the year.
No, what? There is some thon going on.
They did
on.
It
I don't
for...
Know.
It's Phasemus. Phasemus is the big one right now.
No, I mean Kai's.
Oh, then he's just being Kai.
Yeah, he said he stopped 5 days ago.
I saw him do it this weekend, or last weekend.
Or at least stop the NPC stuff. He said he wanted to do stuff.
Maybe that was his last hurrah, and that was his last time doing it. But
maybe.
Yeah, Phasemus has actually been really good. They won some streamer awards. That was cool. I like this phase a lot better. I won't lie.
The old phase was funny.
The old phase was funny, but this phase, I feel like if you get rid of Lacey, no offense to Lacey, but I just don't think he fits.
Can we bring back old Ninja? Please.
No.
I want old Ninja back.
No.
It was fire.
No.
Why no?
I think he's old.
What? Huh?
I think he's old. I think he just needs to retire at this point.
No, we need to bring old Ninja back.
No, because his brain has rotted so much.
I don't care how much his brain has rotted. Unrot it.
You can't do that, Cohen.
Unrotify.
It's a canon event.
Unrotify.
It's a canon event.
I like the old Ninja. He's a goofy gooker.
It's a canon event.
I don't care how canon it is.
He talked about flossing.
Yeah, They were literally on stream like a few days ago with the announcement with the release of OG Fortnite. Him, Noah's Courage, Dr. Lupo, and Tim the Tapman were flossing, and they were like, "Is this enough movement? Is this enough movement?" And Ninja walked away. So I think he's kind of done with that life.
I watched him on the Snapchat thing or whatever that he does, and he's been going to a lot of sport games recently.
Yeah, he's a bettor now. He does a lot of bets.
And
he's a sports bettor.
No. I mean, like, whenever he goes there, he's been on, like, the newscast. He's been on the, in the middle. He threw the first pitch. A bunch of things like that.
Yeah.
And he did a floss right in the middle of a baseball field.
That's cool.
And people actually enjoyed him.
That's cool. I still think he's washed, but...
He's not washed. Not yet.
Him and Cypher PK are both very washed.
He's going to push past his limits.
I think he's washed.
He's going to push past his limits.
I think the only reason he pulls the viewership does is because of the low taper fade meme.
He's going to push past his limits. I'm telling you. It's going to happen. I believe in my Tyler Blevins.
I think he's done.
He will make it out. I swear. He'll do it.
Maybe this is just your conscious telling you.
No, wrong. I know what I know, and he will be better.
No.
He will it's keep just your going conscious. Till the day he dies. He will be best, the best.
You're grieving, Cohen.
The best around. No one will break it down.
You're in denial.
Can we get Moist Critical back in OG Fortnite with the revolver?
You're in denial.
We need the revolver god.
You're in denial.
Have you seen that, Jace?
Yes. You're in denial, though.
We need that back.
You're in denial.
For what?
Not knowing that Tyler Blevins, aka Ninja, it will not come back.
He's coming back. Anyways, we need Moist Critical back.
Oh my God. The
revolver god. We need him back.
It's like being like, Tim the Tatman needs to go back to Counter-Strike 2. No.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I love like watching Russian Badger and like all of them doing CS2.
Yeah, CSGO. That's different though.
It's beautiful.
They're funny. Tim the Tatman over there. Yeah, he's so involved in his phone. You maybe said 3 words in the last 5 minutes. Scrolling.
I'm looking at news.
We have our topic and you are just not joining us.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah, but you're not chiming in.
You're supposed
in.
To be talking. This is the Just Yapping show. You're supposed to be just yapping, not just on your phone.
Well, I can't just yap about things I don't know.
You don't know who Tyler Blevins, Ninja, the biggest streamer of all...
I would say Speed's bigger now, but yeah, I'll go on.
He's a dude with blue hair.
That's all you know about him?
I mean, that is pretty lore accurate.
Dude, have you seen when Tfue got a whole bus, a whole battle bus?
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago.
I don't remember
but yeah,
who made it for him, though.
Mr. Beast.
It was beautiful. I loved it. Yeah, Tfue is kind of washed, as in I haven't seen him in like 3 years.
You know who else is washed?
Don't you say it. Don't you say it. Don't you say it.
Was it?
You're going to be in denial.
I'm not in denial. I'm in hope. I'm in prayers.
Cypher PK.
Who?
No.
He makes literally fashion content in Fortnite. He's literally
That's
playing...
That's what he used to do to start. That was his starting content.
No, it wasn't.
That's what got him famous.
You know what got him... Okay. I'm going to say something, and you're not going to like it. You know what got him famous?
What?
The tower. You know what kind of tower? The trap tower.
Okay, the trap tower. Yep.
That's what got him famous.
That I'll agree on, but what blew him up even more was the fashion shit.
Yeah, he's playing dress up in the shooter game.
Not actually.
Okay, but... That's part of the reason why he's bigger now.
He's bigger to 5-year-olds.
So?
But like, he's washed. He's washed to our generation.
I'm 5 years old. Does it matter? No.
Because he's washed to our generation.
He'll get better.
By Gen Z.
He'll get better.
I don't think so.
You ever watch Socks for One?
You know who I also don't watch?
You ever watch Socks for One?
No, I don't care.
Wow.
Wow.
You know who else is washed? Nick A30.
Nick A30's washed.
Yeah.
Nick A30's gone.
I think he's always been washed.
No.
No, he had a prime.
He had a big prime.
When? Like season 5? Season 5 to season 7.
Yeah, way back in the day, dude. But now he's like...
When we were all like 10.
Now he's like weird.
He's
a little weird.
The only Nick A30 I know is the really annoying one where he's like, never give up.
Yeah, that's Nick A30.
That's the only Nick A30.
Yeah, that's him now. But he actually used to be really cool like 7 years ago.
Yeah, his old videos are great.
Yeah.
You know who's washed, and I'm so sad about it?
Who?
Laserbeam.
Yeah.
He posts, like, once every, like, 4 months.
I feel like he doesn't when he needs money.
Yeah, he's, like, Schlatt, except he just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
I love Schlatt's content, though, and how he admits that he's just posting for money.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, guys, rent's due.
His whole persona is great. I love it.
Yeah, he plays the character really well. So, yeah.
The people listening probably have no idea what we're talking about.
Probably not, but there's that one person out there that's like, man, I love Schlatt.
Man, I love
Leo.
One
of you millennials.
Leo is our Schlatt.
Leo is definitely our Schlatt.
He's the resident Schlatt.
Yes, we love Leo. We love Schlatt.
Hi, Leo. Welcome
What's
back.
What's up, Leo? Yeah, if you guys didn't know, Leo's in here. Leo is actually currently listening to music and probably playing Magic the Gathering. But yeah, we love Leo.
He's our schlatt.
I will be hanging out with Leo playing video games later. So
I think you should tell that what you're saying is a streamer's name, not a... Because it sounds schlatt. Like you're just calling him something.
Schlatt. He's schlatt.
Jay Schlatt is a YouTube streamer. He blew up during the Dream SMP days and a little before that. And now he just does his own thing. So there you go. There's your little crash course. Oh, and by the way, you guys should follow us on WBDG Indie on everything except for TikTok, where it is Giant 90.9. And also, if you would like to request any questions or talk about anything, it is 317-244-9234. Again, that is 317-244-9234.
Can we bring back Technoblade? Hot take.
Rest in peace.
Hot take.
That'd be a little hard going.
Hot take.
He's kind of gone.
Can we bring back Technoblade, please? Oh my gosh, my voice got so destroyed. I want him back.
Yeah, he's kind of in the forever sleepy box.
Forever sleepy box?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen, bud.
I don't think he's going to be making any more videos.
So, Noah, do you know...
Okay. Last question, then I'm going to go edit this.
Have you played Space Marines or know anything about it?
Nope.
Or like Warhammer?
I know that there's different legions or something, and they kill bugs. And then there's like a chainsaw gun or something.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you both this, because this is super cool to me. Cool. So the orcs in that game... They have a power. Their power is whatever they believe comes true. But they're too stupid to know this power.
Aren't they like mushrooms or something?
Technically, yes. And so, literally, they ran into battle one time yelling, "I'm a tank, I'm a tank, I'm a tank, I'm a tank," and then became a tank. They don't know they have this power. They just, whenever they believe stuff, it comes true. So, like, if you're purple, you're invisible. If you're red, then you're fast. If you're blue, then you're lucky. That's what they just genuinely believe, and so it genuinely comes true.
Okay, well, on that note...
And they can survive in space because they believe they can just breathe in space.
Cool.
And so they have windows on their ships that they just roll down.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
And they make planets into ships just by thinking it.
Like, I feel so involved in this conversation.
Ship.
I feel so involved in this conversation.
Mushrooms.
Like, I just love the orcs, dude. They're little British boys.
Cool. Okay, well, that was Just Yapping the Reboot. That is the season one finale. I hope everybody enjoyed. I know I did.
I know I did.
And I know I did.
No, you didn't.
But, lies.
What the heck, man?
What?
Lies. So, yeah, everybody have a great rest of your week. We will be back sometime. I don't know when.
We'll see.
And here is... Hang on. Let's delete this. Here's Die For You by The Weeknd.
Beautiful.
Indies Giant 90.9. See you guys.